It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasem.
And here we are.
Good afternoon to everyone in Los Angeles. I am Alan Gervie, and I am here with the diva, Kerry Kasem.
Oh, no, it's a new word every single, show describing me.
Like show?
Like show no, describing show. Me, okay? Like, why don't you just call me Sally?
You sounded much better on the Howard Stern show than you're sounding right now. You weren't saying like all the time.
What? I mean, I don't know, what you're talking about.
So, yes, I am Alan Gervie, and I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn. And today, Kerry, what am I here to do?
You're going to help people.
No, I'm here to be the managing partner
of your life.
Correct. You weren't even listening, because you're still thinking about Howard Stern appearance.
I was, but no, I was actually, you know what I was doing, once again, on Facebook. But I'm looking at your Facebook page with a beautiful picture of the kid that you've told me about five times to look at and to read what you put up.
Wait, it's not my Facebook page. That's Gervie's Law Facebook page.
Same thing.
No, I have a separate Facebook page.
It's our show's Facebook page.
Well, you know why my son Hudson is there and his forlorn look. If you haven't seen Hudson at Gervie's Law Facebook, you need to go there now because he is so sad. He is so upset. His favorite player, Adrian Peterson, and my favorite player has been arrested. Last night, a grand jury indicted him for what some people are calling child abuse, but negligent and reckless handling of a child. And you know the story, Kerry. It has broken my heart. Little Hudson loves Adrian Peterson throughout his bedroom. There are all kinds of bobbleheads of Adrian. And in my office at the RGW law firm, there are all kinds of pictures of Adrian Peterson, and it's breaking my heart. The fact we are doing a show today on abuse, and this had to break last night, I am so depressed. On the Facebook page, go take a look at it, and if that isn't the saddest face you've ever seen, look at Hudson in his Adrian Peterson jersey and tell me, make a comment. It's just so sad what's going on with the NFL players.
And if people don't know what's going on, Adrian Peterson, he's with the Minnesota Vikings. He actually took his child, allegedly, I want to say, and whipped his four-year-old son with a tree branch as punishment.
A switch.
Yeah.
Whatever a switch is.
Whipped him with a tree branch, which, I can understand a little spanking here and there. I get it. I don't know if I would do that to my child. I was spanked. But a tree branch, that seems to be going a little far.
Well, I don't know about that because I'm not a proponent of hitting children, and I don't believe in any hitting children. But I do understand that certain people have ways to discipline children. My kids are pretty young right now, so they haven't really been as bratty as I know they will be, and I don't know what I will do faced with that. But I have never been one to be into it. But I do understand that people do discipline their children. It apparently is not against the law unless it rises to the level of abuse. And that is the question. Where do you draw the line? Is Adrian a bad guy, or did he go too far, or is it just a good parent?
Well, he said he had intentions. He did turn himself in. He said, quote, "To be honest with you, I feel very confident with my actions because I know my intent. I know how being spanked has helped me in my life." He also goes on to say he did not know that he was cutting the boy's legs until after the fact. That is what people are there's cuts all over the legs because of the tree branch.
I've seen the pictures, and I'm not sure it's the best idea to release those pictures. I'm not sure why, after one day, everyone has to see. Is Houston Police Department so proud of themselves that they have to justify that they have indicted Adrian? The grand jury did. I don't know about that. I'm against children being in the... I shouldn't have said that. I'm against children being on Facebook. Well, there's my son right there in his Adrian Peterson. But You know, I don't know that these pictures should have been released. The fact is, it's a legal issue now, and we need to go through the legal channels. Everyone has an opinion on it. I've been on the Minnesota Vikings Facebook page all morning, reading all kinds of comments, and a lot of people just want Adrian to play. And, of course, he was deactivated for tomorrow. As it happens, I chose Adrian on my fantasy team. He was my number one pick.
So now we know why you're so upset.
No, I'm not upset because people were saying on the Facebook page, in the comments, that you need to look at life first, not football. And if Adrian needs help with his parenting skills, if he has any, if he needs, you know, to go to jail, then that's much more important for the children of today than it is for a lousy football game against the New England Patriots. What a big game.
I don't know if this is child abuse. I don't know. I haven't seen this personally. I don't know how he treats his son normally. I know he did lose a son in 2013 to the boy's mother's boyfriend.
Right. And he only had known about the son for 2 months. Actually, Adrian has 5 or 7 kids. No one's really quite sure. He's prolific in that way. He was apparently recently married in July of 2014 to an Ashley Brown, but again, his private life has remained a little bit of a mystery until, of course, last year and this year. If you have any opinions on this, is this child abuse? Is this a legal issue or is it a parenting issue? Call us at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. We will talk about it. We're also going to talk about other forms of abuse today. We are very fortunate today to have with us Joni Solomon. Joni Solomon is one of the top 40 family lawyers under 40 in the city, and she's a certified specialist in family law. And we're going to talk a little bit about spousal abuse, about the Ray Rice case, and it's going to be very interesting. Joni has her own experiences. She's a fascinating, fascinating woman. You don't want to miss that. We're also going to have Martha Patterson on the show. And Martha Patterson is an expert in elder law. She is certified as an elder law attorney by the National Elder Law Foundation. And, of course, she has helped Carrie with her struggles with her father's abuse of the situation that occurred before his death.
She's very near and dear to my heart because she is the reason I got to see my father before he died. So I love Martha. Martha's, part of the family.
And she's so amazing how she can get things done. I'll tell you, both Joni and Martha are part of the KBC featured lawyers. They are outstanding lawyers. And if you need a lawyer like Joni or Martha, go to the ABC.com website and click on KBC's featured lawyers, and you can find some of the best and brightest attorneys. I'm actually one of them, too, amazingly enough. You don't need to handle your legal matters on your own. Use the trusted resource. That's KABC Featured Lawyers. Check it out today. And, you know, we're going to touch a little bit about workplace abuse, too. That is my area specialty because I see so many people who are abused at work and they suffer really deleterious consequences. Now, that's a big word for harmful. It's really, really bad to see people who are stuck at a job who get abused by either their boss, their manager, their supervisor, or just co-employees. And it goes on for such a long time that they can't sleep, they can't eat, they get sick in their stomach, they get headaches, and some of them have serious depression problems. That's what we do. We do workers' comp. Next week, we're going to have a full show on workplace abuse. So if you've been abused at work and you don't know what to do about it, we're here to help you. You need to call us next week, 800-222-5222. Today, we're going to talk a little bit after the break about domestic abuse. But before we get to that, I need to hear about the Howard Stern Show. Tell me, Carrie, how was that experience?
Well, I've been on Howard 3 times. And, you know, even though he's Howard Stern, he's been what I guess reverent towards me in my situation, my dad. Even though, yes, he does ask his questions, I don't think they're as bad as what he would do to most guests on the show. But, you know, I said to you, I'm going to talk about Gervie's Law.
Right.
On Howard Stern. I said, I promised you I would get it out there. And I did.
Well, you know, you waited a half an hour.
Oh, please.
It's a fantastic interview. And then she did say, Robin, I think, asked you, what kind of talk show is it that you're on? And you said,
yeah,
a legal talk show. And then Howard said, you're not a lawyer, are you? And then she, then Carrie, of course, said, no, it's Gervie's Law, and he's going to love me for saying it.
I did.
Actually not love you, but I allowed you to come back today because you said
How dare you? You wanted me to say it.
I did.
You did.
And you did, and I thank you for it. Oh, you're mad. She's pointing her finger at me, and when Carrie points her finger at me, I know what I need to do. I need to take a break. Thanks for listening to Gervie's Law. We're going to be right back after this. Joni Solomon, you don't want to miss her. You're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
Are you an avid Eldorado?
I love Larry Elder.
Do you like free stuff?
Who doesn't?
Do you have any plans this Friday? Listen to Larry Elder Friday afternoons for the Eagle Ear Eldorado Exam. Identify the five sound bites from the week, and you can be on your way to one of SoCal's hottest concerts.
Awesome idea for a contest? Check.
The Eagle Ear Eldorado Exam. Only here. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Just end to KABC, our Mega Dupler 790 is going haywire as a cold front approaches the greater Los Angeles area. Some say it's the coming of a second ice age. I, for one, say it's pre-seasonably cool. In this humble reporter's mind, there's only one explanation. It's time for Kings Hockey!
Hi, this is Nick Nixon.
And Darrell Evans.
Join us for Kings Hockey on Monday, September 22nd, as the Kings take on the Arizona Coyotes at 7 o'clock.
On your new home for Kings Hockey, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Go Kings!
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law. I'm Alan Gervie, and I'm here with Carrie Kasem, and we just heard that ad for Kings Hockey. I'm getting so psyched because the Kings are back. In a few short weeks, you can listen to 790 KBC and hear the Los Angeles Kings, one of my passions, right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Carrie is still reeling a little bit because she heard that Joe Sample died today.
I did. It's now, this is one, I didn't have very many boyfriends when I was young because I don't look like I did, like I do now. Yeah. No, I looked very different, and I can't tell you, it took me a long time to kind of blossom. And Joe Sample's kid, Nick Sample, thought I was pretty in high school, and I will never forget that. We actually went out for a while, and I was kind of mean to him.
Did you go out with him longer than you went out with Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, a lot longer.
Did you kiss him like you kissed Ryan Seacrest?
He was the nicest guy, and I'm not going to answer that. So we dated for a while.
Who
was
a better kisser?
For a summer, we dated. And then at the beginning of the school year, I was so mean to him. I'm like, I'm not going to be here much longer, and I broke up with him. And then he became prom king, and he was like the most popular guy in school, and I was the plebeian and the loser. And I feel bad about that.
Well, you're not a loser anymore, and, you know, we need to talk something serious now. Now we're changing the subject because this really is serious. We need to talk about all of the news this week about abuse. And, you know, of course, the Ray Rice case brought all this to the attention of the public. And we are here with someone, Joni Solomon. She's an incredible attorney who has her own personal experiences and knows much more about this subject than any of us, I would venture to say. Joni, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Now, Joni, tell us a little bit about how you got involved as a family lawyer. Now, Joni is one of the top family lawyers in Los Angeles, and I know her clients love her. I was just speaking to one of her clients earlier, and they say that she takes such good care of them. There's so much empathy there. Where do you come up with this empathy?
Well, I got into the field of family law after I went through my own divorce, where I represented myself. And what ended up happening was there was domestic violence in that marriage, and I was doing civil litigation at the time, and once I got done with the divorce, I said I needed something more meaningful, and I had just finished my own divorce, and I decided I was going to venture into family law. So that is how I got into it.
But you were your own lawyer in a divorce. Actually, I did the same thing, and you know what they say. You have a fool for a client if you're your own lawyer. Why didn't you go and get a family lawyer to help you with your divorce, especially when there was spousal abuse involved?
Well, I had a girlfriend who said, you're an attorney, you can read the books, you can figure out. It was kind of a blessing that I did do it myself, because I learned the nuances of family law, and I learned that this is what I wanted to do. Now, in the end, I did have to obtain an attorney just to get my husband to sign off on the judgment. So I understand the process of the divorce and trying to divorce an abuser.
Now, I have a question. When you know that you're with an abuser, you get out of the situation, I would want to warn anybody that he was with about what was going on. How, I mean, has he gotten help? Is he any better? Are you guys friends? What happens in that kind of situation?
Well, it's tough to understand the mind frame of an abuser. A lot of people don't understand, why do they stay? They don't understand, why don't they call the police?
Yeah.
You know, how can you be a friend to this person? Don't you hate them? I mean, do you not stand to look at them? I'm not a psychologist, so I can't explain it, but my ex and I are on very good terms.
That's
really
good. And did he decide to get help, or did he decide to look at it?
I'm not sure. I think he just got married a couple more times.
That's all that comes. You know, Carrie, we're going to have to ask our resident psychiatrist, the law doc, Dr. John Stahlberg, who's with us from time to time, and he may be here next week, and we will ask him about really what the mindset is of an abuser. And I guess the real question is, people say that if someone abuses someone, they will abuse them again. But is that really fair? Is that fair to say? Because we talk about Janae Rice, and we talk about the Ray Rice situation. Of course, Janae ended up marrying Ray after the horrendous scene that we all saw in the elevator. And the question is, will Janae be able to live in the future without worrying about this kind of abuse?
Well, I mean, the statistics show, and my experience is that abuse usually starts off emotional. So people say, why do they stay? Well, you've been emotionally abused for so long that you'll put up with just about anything. Your self-esteem is low. I mean, just everything. You're relying on this person, and they're on this pedestal. And then what happens is the abuse escalates. So it may start with just a little throwing the water or spitting, and then it turns into, you know, controlling the finances. And then, you know, next thing you know, you've been pushed. And then you've been hit. And one of the unique things about the Rice situation, it's not surprising that there's domestic violence or that someone got hit. But what's surprising is usually you don't get the abuser doing the abuse caught on tape,
right, so to speak.
Right, so we never have that evidence when we go into court, that the abuser, you have a video or an evidence of it. And so then it's a he said, she said type situation. So I think that's the only thing surprising about the Rice situation.
I think if you're going to get a divorce and you know you're being hit, you put up cameras in your house. Like, I'm telling you, you put up some cameras in your house, and the next time it happens, boom, take it to court,
Carrie,
you win, right?
Carrie, that's
right?
Not the mentality of a spouse. You have to understand the fear that these people have, and there is some kind of underlying love, too.
Well, you don't even know you're being abused. I know that sounds crazy, but you don't even, you know, associate that hit or that push or that, you know, getting bitten on the ear as abuse. You have no idea until you get out of the situation and then you look back and you're like, I have clients that sometimes don't even understand what domestic violence is. And I go, you know that is abuse when they're telling me their stories. So when you say put up a video.
A video in your house. You know you're going to get hit again.
There's all different types of abuse. We have Kathy on the line now. Kathy? Welcome to Gervie's Law. Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We have Joni Solomon here. Can you tell us your story?
Yes. Hi, Joni.
Hi.
I had a question specifically around texting, and I am going through the proceedings with my husband, and we're pretty amicable, but he is actually the texting is just way too much. I'll look at my phone, and there'll be 40 texts sitting there. And, ranging from, accusing me of things I'm not even doing remotely and, just all over the place. And so it's taking time away from my kids because I feel like I need to text him back and say,
So the question becomes, Kathy, is when does that rise to a level of spousal abuse or in this case, ex abuse?
Well, it's a form of harassment. So, if you have an Apple iPhone, you can block the text. So, I would recommend that. But then you have children, so you need to communicate. So, that's the problem. But if it's on a daily basis and you're getting 40 texts, that's cause for a restraining order. I mean, that's harassment. And one of the things that you could possibly do is call the police and say, you know what, he's continuously texting me and harassing me. Can you just put in a phone call to him and maybe he'll stop?
Kathy, have you ever thought of a temporary restraining order?
I have, yes, I have many times. So, when trying to get my belongings out of the house, I was very worried about that because I didn't want him to be there. So I had a sheriff actually just come by and do checks here and there just to make sure everything was okay.
There's also, and I've heard this because I've had friends who've been divorced with kids, where there's a court-monitored kind of email system that goes back and forth, and that's the way you communicate. Would that be something?
It's called Our Family Wizard.
Yes.
And so, it's a great tool and a mechanism to communicate, and usually each party checks it with, every 24 hours, and there's even an alert that it'll put on your phone when someone has emailed you if you elect to have that option.
Yeah, that's a good option.
So the court monitors it. Yeah, the court monitors all communication.
Kathy, do you have an attorney?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, you better talk to that attorney because Joni Solomon, a family lawyer, just gave you a great idea. And, you better take care of it because you don't want it to get worse. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. You know, Joni, that's a problem that people have that they don't, like you said, they don't realize it. As the thing gets worse and worse, then it gets to a point where they're not in control. How do you handle your clients when you feel that they're not in control?
Well, when they're not in control, they no longer want the attorney. So they decide to go back or reconcile. As an attorney, they have that option to do that.
And with respect for temporary restraining orders, I don't think they should be taken lightly. Tell me, when you have a client, do you go through a test or do you ask them certain questions? Do you need evidence before you're going to go that route?
Well, usually in a domestic violence situation, you don't have any evidence other than your client's word. Most abusers are very smart in their abuse in that they don't leave marks or evidence of their abuse. And so
Ray Rice wasn't very smart in the public?
Well, you see how domestic violence escalates. So, now it's to the point where he's out of control. But typically when the client comes in and they tell their story, you can tell if they're credible or not credible. Just their emotions, their hands shake, their whole body shake. They don't even know that they're saying stuff that is, absolutely horrific. And they also leave a lot of things out. So, they'll tell me a story and then 3 months later, they will tell me a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then, a couple months later, I find out there's, there was rape in the marriage. And domestic violence does not discriminate against race, education, how much you make. I mean, everyone thinks it's the stay-at-home mom, but I have women who are out there who are top executives earning six figures and more, and they're dealing with spousal abuse.
Wow, that's crazy. Do you ever have to say to your client, you know, think about this. Don't take any drastic actions.
I do, because they're in a very bad place around
right.
that time, and usually they'll have a support person, a family member, a parent who's always around, and especially when we're in court, I have them accompany them because, you know, they're not in their right minds. They can't really think very well, and the abuser is very manipulative in court. He now has taken his abuse from the house to the court system, mm-hmm. and it gets really rough.
That's crazy.
I have a friend who this was turned on, and I want to ask you about it. Somebody was accused of abuse that didn't do it.
Hey, we're going to have to ask you about it. The accuser
yeah,
after
yeah.
the news break. You know, you're listening to Joni Solomon. She's at SolomonLawCorp.com. Jay Solomon at SolomonLawCorp.com. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and then Carrie has a couple more questions. If you have any questions for Joni, call us at 800-222-5222, and we'll be right back.
Manhunt for a cop killer going on in Pennsylvania, where police say two people shot two state troopers at a barracks in Blooming Grove in northeastern PA, killing one. The other's in critical shape. Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Frank Noonan.
It's a cowardly attack. It's an attack upon all of us in society and the people of Pennsylvania when people attack law enforcement in this cowardly way.
$20,000 rewards offered for info leading to an arrest. Tragic outcome of a search since yesterday for a missing pilot after a mid-air crash of two U.S. warplanes near Wake Island in the South Pacific. One pilot ejected safely, now the search for the other called off. Newly arrived in Paris, Secretary of State John Kerry, after leaving Egypt on a trip to build a bigger coalition of nations to fight Islamic State terrorists who have taken over parts of Syria and Iraq. Out on $15,000 bail paid in Houston, back in Minnesota, Adrian Peterson, the NFL running back for the Minnesota Vikings, indicted for a child abuse charge. He denies the charges. Chuck Siebertson, ABC News.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-203-7718. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-203-7718. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-203-7718. That's 1-800-203-7718.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gerby's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gerby.
And we're back, and we are trying to turn negatives into positives. And I'll tell you, Carrie, this week we had a lot of negatives. We heard so many bad stories about abuse, and it's very tough. It's a tough subject to try and take the negative and make it into a positive. But we're fortunate right now to have with us Joni Solomon of the Solomon Law Corporation. She's a family law lawyer. She's a rising star by Super Lawyer. And everyone who knows about Super Lawyer, that means that they're pretty darn good lawyers. And she was rated the top outstanding young woman attorney by LA Magazine. She's at J. Solomon, Solomon Law Corp, and it's S-A-L-O-M-O-N. And we are talking a little bit about, we're talking about a domestic abuse. And Carrie, you had a question. It was what you
right.
called the tease before we went to the news.
It was, I tried to get a tease, and then you told me, you know, wait, we had to take a break. And I'm like, yeah,
you always tease me.
It's a tease. No, I had a friend who was accused of domestic violence and molesting his own kids by a sociopath who's a horrible woman.
Was that your stepmom?
Another sociopath. no, but seriously, he's a good dad. I've known him for a very long time. Good man. And this woman who, I mean, has done everything to destroy him. What do you do then when you've been accused of it and you haven't done it?
Well, that happens a lot, too, which is why we have hearings on the domestic violence. So you get to take the stand and you cross-examine. But again, it's a he said, she said, typically.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, some people lie, and then you have to deal with that in the court of law. And hopefully you have a judicial officer who's been trained to determine credibility, ferret that one out.
What are some of your techniques as an attorney in trying to figure out who's telling the truth? I face it all the time. You know, we deal with injured workers and workers' compensation. I get a client that comes in or a new potential client that comes in, and I have to figure out, are they telling the truth? Or aren't they? Because I don't want to take anyone who isn't. Not because, you know, of anything, of any principles. It's just the fact, well, there are principles, but also just the fact is you don't want to make a fool of yourself. My reputation is golden, and I don't want to take a client that's going to really ruin my reputation.
Right, and I think for me it's pretty easy. I don't defend restraining orders. So if you have a restraining order against you, I am not the person you want to call.
Okay.
If you are a victim and you come to me, having been abused, I can just tell. They're talking the same language, saying the same things. They're very detail-oriented. They're weak-minded. I can just tell.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. Wow. And I'm looking at Joni's face, and I can tell that she can tell. No, it's true. I mean, weak-minded is really the key words, because we're here to help people. And if you have been abused, you really need to see an attorney. And I know it's not an easy decision to make. If you're going to go through a divorce, you got to have someone helping you, a professional, because you can't be doing this on your own.
No, you can't. And also, I mean, you might aggravate the abuser by saying, I want a divorce. And, then there goes maybe possibly your life.
Right on.
So, yeah. So how do you, I mean, that is terrifying. Do you have to break away first, maybe go to a shelter, get some protection, or you just kind of do it, it's, you know, behind your husband's back or your wife's back.
Well, Carrie, I think you pinpointed it. You know, you're going to want to have someone who has your back. And when the abuser realizes that the spouse has filed for a divorce and has an attorney who's representing them, then they know they have the protection that they need.
Right.
And they know they can't mess with them anymore. It's when you're in pro per, meaning you're representing yourself and you're trying to go through it, just be very, very careful, because now you're about to get pounced on, like
wow.
you said.
You know, and a question that I have, I've always thought of this. If you do have someone in your office who has been abused by their spouse and you're going through the divorce proceedings, does that come into play when you're trying to resolve the issues in the divorce, whether it's with children, whether it's with, obviously custody or any type of support payments? Can you use that abuse against the person who is the abuser?
Well, when the court makes a finding that there's domestic violence, remember, California is a no-fault state. So you can't say, oh, he cheated on me, or oh, he beat me, so we're going to divide the community property unequally. No, we're a 50-50 state, so you get half of the assets and you get half of the debts. However, domestic violence does come into play when we're talking about custody. There's a presumption against you having custody if you have a domestic violence charge against you. And also in spousal support, it's one of the factors the court has to weigh whether or not the abuser should be receiving spousal support when he has been found to have committed domestic violence.
So you shouldn't actually benefit from being an abuser.
You shouldn't, but I tell you, I have a case now where the abuser was a horrific abuse toward the children and the mother, and he's receiving a full amount of spousal support each month.
Terrible.
What
terrible.
Is wrong with judges?
Terrible.
What is wrong with some judges?
It kills me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the Pistorius judge, I don't know what she was thinking. You know,
that's a whole...
Yeah, but I'm upset about that. I mean, she said that he wasn't guilty of murder. I mean, what was she thinking? That he just fired his gun four times through the door?
It's O.J. Simpson all over again. It's O.J. Simpson.
I hope they appeal that decision because, you know, I don't buy it for a second. And you have to wonder whether it was his stardom and his superstar status in South Africa that actually rendered that decision by the judge. But that's a whole nother story. But it's consistent with what we're talking about here, and that is how certain people can get away with things. I want to ask you, Joni, if Jhené Rice came into your office tomorrow, how would you go about representing her?
If she came into my office for the restraining order?
For any reason, just came in and said, pretend that no one knew about what was going on. She just came and said, I am the spouse or girlfriend of a very famous football player, and I'm really afraid, but I got hit. I got clocked.
Well, I would ascertain what her goals were. Is she seeking to file a dissolution, legal separation? Is she trying to get a restraining order? I would try to figure out what she wanted and then go from there and tell her how we're going to get to where she's got to get.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. And when we talk about goals, that's what us attorneys do. The first thing I find out from my client is what is their goal. And we're joined now by Martha Patterson. And of course, Martha Patterson has been on our show a number of times. She's certified as an elder law attorney by the National Elder Law Foundation. And she has an incredible blog. If you have a chance, go to MarthaPatterson.com and look at her blog. It's really something. And Martha's been helping carry out. We know she's been in the news because of the Casey Kasem situation and elder abuse. So we talk about goals, Martha, and first of all, welcome again to Gerby's Law. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And the question is, what is the goal? When we think about what happened with Carrie's father, when we talk about elder abuse, he unfortunately has died. So what are we talking about now?
A couple of things. One is I think people need to realize that elderly people can be abused by their spouses too. And when they have dementia, they can't speak up. And when facilities like Berkeley East and the police say, it's okay, she was his wife, she can cart him out of the facility at 2:30 in the morning against medical advice with his feeding tubes, and we're going to say, but she was his wife. We think it's okay. We heard that from the police.
I know.
Carrie?
No,
we
it's
did.
His wife. Well, that's his wife. Well, is his wife allowed to shoot him? Is his wife allowed to poison him? Is his wife allowed? So you can abuse him by taking him out of a hospital, which he needs to be hooked up to tubes and IVs. He needs a special bed. He needs to be completely cared for, turned every 2 hours. But let's take him out of the situation, stick him in the back of an SUV for 5 or 6 hours all the way up to Vegas, and that's not abuse. That's no, it's his wife. She can do whatever she wants. Like, he's a dog. You know, like he's a dog. So people,
so
Martha,
true.
You
they
and
were.
I
mean,
yeah.
I was like, a wife can't do that. It doesn't matter if she's his conservator, if she's named as his health care director. You can't treat anybody
so
like that. And
what,
we need to get that message
Martha,
out.
What now? What now? We know the story. It's unfolded right here on Gervie's Law throughout
now?
The weeks.
Well,
what now?
Well, we're hoping that the police will prosecute her like they prosecuted these other two people for her abuse of Casey, because they still can. The fact that he's no longer with us, I believe she, all of her actions literally killed him. I think she meant to harm him. I think she meant to kill him, and I think that her celebrity might, hopefully it won't get her or get away with it, but she gets away with it.
But how long do we have to wait? How long do we have to wait for these things? We've been talking about this investigation by the Santa Monica police for a couple months now. Through your experience as an elder law expert, elder abuse expert, what are we doing here? Can't we figure out what's going on?
They talk and they talk and they come to the elder law meetings and the estate planning meetings and they say, we care about elder abuse. We're going to do something. And they don't do anything. They actually, in Kitsap County, believed her that he was on vacation.
Now, these guys were so taken with the fact that Casey Kasem was in Kitsap County on vacation, which makes me so sick.
Who
that
is they?
That these Barney Fife deputies come in there. Oh, he looks fine to me, sitting up. Well, okay.
Thanks a lot, folks.
What did Andy
really?
Griffith say about it?
Really? I'm talking Barney Fife.
Oh. Who are they? You guys keep saying they.
Okay,
it
let me
drives
tell you.
Me
let
crazy.
Me tell you.
But let me finish.
No.
Because it drives me crazy. I will sit with a client for a half an hour, and they say they. And
I just
say,
told you, the deputies, the police.
Adult Protective Services.
Yes,
they Protective Services.
Adult Protective Services. I have a friend who had a client who was being repeatedly hit. Was actually his mother was being hit by his brother, who had been out of jail on drugs, was hitting mom. The police, Adult Protective Services, came to the door. She would say she fell. They were believing her. They're basically believing anything anybody says. They're not treating them like this 4-year-old boy who was whipped. He can say it was okay, my dad did that. It doesn't matter. They finally have said, in domestic violence, a woman can't say, it's okay, he hit me. Because
right.
they finally realized that a victim
right.
will say it's okay because they're afraid. We don't have that in elder law right now. We don't have that in elder abuse cases. If you're old, you don't have much protection.
Joni, just one last question because we got to take a break. Have you had experiences that Martha's talking about with elderly people where they come in and there may be a question? Maybe their family comes in and says, we need a divorce. We need to separate these two, and my father or my mother isn't competent to go through the process.
Oh, yeah, I got that before. And what typically happens is a husband is moved on with a younger woman and is spinning up all the finances, and mom is too old to realize it, and all of the inheritance, and they see, you know, all the retirement go by the wayside. And so, you know, you could either file a legal separation or a divorce, but it takes the other party to want to do that.
Right. You know, I want to thank you, Joni. Joni Solomon is with Solomon Law Corporation, SolomonLawCorp.com, 310-282-0858. That's 310-282-0858. Thanks for being with us on Gurvey's Law, Joni.
Thank you. I enjoyed my time here.
Well, we hope to have you back. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk a little more about Martha, with Martha, and about Carrie's situation, and then we'll wrap up. So you're listening to Gurvey's Law. I want to thank you again for listening. One more segment, Carrie. Aren't you excited?
Goes so fast. We need 2 hours.
Okay, 2 hours.
You hear that, Debbie?
Debbie, two
Our producer,
hours.
Debbie, we need 2 hours.
Gurvey's Law. We'll be right back.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time, and it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gurvey, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gurvey, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gurvey, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gurvey, and Wynn. 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
Welcome back to Gurvey's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down.
on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And we are back here at Gervie's Lawn Talk Radio 790 KABC. I am still reeling from the news last night of Adrian Peterson, my hero and my son's hero. If you go to our Facebook page, that's Gervie's Law on Facebook, you will see a picture of my son, very, very sad, wearing his Adrian Peterson. Wow. He's wearing his jersey. It says Peterson on the back. You can't really see it, but you look at that sad face. You tell me, go to Facebook and look at his face and tell me how sad that little boy is.
He's so cute. It's sad, but he's very cute.
He's
cute. He looks like a little angel.
He went last year to Seattle to see Adrian Peterson play. Today, this year, he was supposed to go to Buffalo, but now we don't know. I mean, it's just our heroes.
He's devastated. Your son, your three-year-old son is...
He's 2 years old.
I'm sorry. 2 year-old son is devastated.
Just look at him. He's so upset.
Yeah, he's horribly upset. The tear stains are what's killing me.
Yeah. But go look at that on Facebook. You know, I got to tell you that we've had some incredible lawyers on the show today. Joni Solomon, of course, we're talking to Martha Patterson right now. And if you need a lawyer, go to KBC.com because they have some of the best. KBC's featured lawyers at KBC.com will provide you with some of the best talent in all areas of law. It doesn't matter if it's workers' comp and you need to speak to me at rgwlawfirm.com, or if you need to go to Solomon Law for a family law matter, or to Martha Patterson. And Martha Patterson is at marthapatterson.com.
No, it's better. Elderlawmom.com.
Yep. Both websites work.
Yeah, but Elder Law Mom, people, I remembered it from the first time I met you. Yeah. Elderlawmom.com. And I'm telling you, how many people have I sent you to and who you've helped? So it's, yeah. It's,
hundreds.
Yeah,
seriously. We're going to court. We're trying to fight for people, you know, connecting them across the country.
Yep.
And because you can, I mean, if you hadn't fought for your dad, you wouldn't have been able to be with him at the last.
That's right.
And we were able to fight for that.
That's
so,
right.
So, I mean, there is some good news out there, even though
and,
police
and
adult
you know, Martha,
services aren't useful.
You're
well,
right.
Well, they are now, and I don't want to, because, yes, you're right. I think what happens with the police and adult protective services is they don't have enough resources.
No, they don't.
No. And they will help the worst of the worst of the worst cases. So you walk in. The person's on the floor, they're starving or they're beaten up or something, they're going to help those people. You walk in, let's say, to my dad's house, a huge estate in Bel Air, where my dad looks absolutely fine. They've propped him up. He's shaven because they've had a day notice that they're coming because they wouldn't let them in the first day. So they have a day notice. They get him all set and ready, and he looks absolutely fine. You know,
right.
He's not, it doesn't look like he's being isolated. There's people around him. It looks like he's being taken care of because the nurses were just hired. There's, you know, so there's a lot you can do to hide elder abuse. A lot you can do.
You really can. And because your dad was incredibly handsome and he looked incredibly good even.
Yeah, you saw him 3 weeks, 4 weeks before he died.
And he looked good. Of course, you know, that it was very easy to deceive. And sadly, I have heard from the adult protective the unit of the DA's office to prosecute that they have sadly so many murder cases of elders
wow.
to prosecute that they can't get to the other cases.
Right.
You know,
right.
Which is really
and I think
sad.
A big problem is that a lot of people don't have the support of family that, you know, Carrie and her family, her brother and sister especially, so supportive. You know, they really fought and their dad, Casey, would be so proud of his children for what they did. But Martha, I'm sure you deal with people who don't have that support system, and you're dealing with an elderly person that is almost helpless.
Well, yeah, we do have helpless people, you know, who are there. Most of them do have, you know, one kid who is stepping up to the plate.
Yeah.
Sometimes fighting in court. Sometimes, like the other night, we were doing just some planning, some revising. One out of four kids, she's there for her mom. I mean, there are people there. If you sadly don't have anybody but friends, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. very
it's difficult. Very tough.
And they don't even get to Martha.
Yeah.
We have Stephen on the line. Stephen's in Detroit, Michigan. Stephen, welcome to Gervie's
yes.
Law.
Thank you, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've been better. I've been following Carrie Kasem's family story. I'm just beside myself in the similarities in what I'm experiencing. I never thought that I would go through what I'm going through now, years ago.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, it's actually two-pronged. I'm trying to figure out where to start. My father started dating an antiques dealer years ago, several years ago. And he was the type that rode a motorcycle, had a car, had an RV. And oddly enough, my father used to date my mother-in-law. And when we introduced, my wife and I introduced the two of them when we were getting married, they hit it off because my mother-in-law is older than him, and she liked the fact that he was active and
She was getting a young stud.
So,
well, he wasn't that much younger than her, but he was very active. My mother-in-law was terrified of motorcycles, and when she met him, bam, she's got fringe and leather, and they did all sorts of things together. But my father had an affinity for the ladies, and she really couldn't deal with that, you know, because when they would fight, he would have phone numbers and stuff when they had, I don't let grass grow under my feet, and she couldn't deal with that.
Just because this is our last segment and we have a little bit of time, just tell us exactly what's going on if you can.
I will. Well, my mother-in-law and my father ended up parting ways, and my father has always been the type to go online and find entice women with the things that he had, you know, the material things that he had, and I've seen that on his desk before. So he ended up meeting an antiques dealer that knew the value of everything and loved her things, you know, loved her antiques and things, not so much.
Right. So the new woman is getting rid of the old woman's. Of your mom's things and your dad's stuff, and he's got a new honey, and that's what you're trying to stop?
Stephen, no. was there actual abuse?
What's happened, this has happened over time. At first, my dad was, you know, he's been kind of self-absorbed, and that's just the type of person that he is. And he forgot a birthday, one of the grandkids' birthday. And so the new girlfriend started saying that he was mentally failing, that he might have something wrong with his
memory. Well, if somebody's mentally failing and you're having problems with competency, in Detroit, my certification is from the National Elder Law Foundation. They do have attorneys listed there who are certified as elder law attorneys, or the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. And you need to get an attorney like me who can help you decide if you need to take your court. In other states, they call it a guardianship. That's like a grown-up becoming a parent for their parent, and here we call it conservatorship, and that's where you basically become the caretaker for your parent, and you have to go in and you have to take action, and that's what I help people with, and then, you know, a judge decides whether or not somebody's incapacitated.
So if you want to reach Martha, Stephen, go to elderlawmom.com. That's elderlawmom.com. Stephen?
No,
did we lose him?
I don't know if we lost him, but I'll tell you, he was telling a long story. This is a short show, and you said that we needed 2 hours. For Stephen's call, we would have needed 3 hours, because I'm still trying to figure out where the abuse was, what the situation was.
Well, I'm sure what's happening to me is happening to him. He's probably being kept from his father.
But I never heard that. I kept hearing about the antiques dealer.
Well, she's probably taking everything of his and blocking him. Now, we can't find him, so obviously
Martha, thank you.
Stephen's gone.
Yeah, but thank you so much, Martha, for giving that information, because it was really important to whether it's for Stephen, who's still trying to figure out how to finish the story, or whether it's for anyone else who needs help. And people don't get help. They just sometimes want to talk about it. I know I go to a party and people are telling me about their parents. I'm of the age where a lot of my friends' parents are getting into some difficult situations.
Right.
Fortunately for me, my mom is still, you know, as sharp as a tack. She's got energy, like crazy energy. In fact, I think we're going to have her on the show in 2 weeks. She's going to be in town.
Again? You surprised her last time.
I don't think she was so happy. She won't be so surprised, but I may be able to get, maybe we'll open up the lines for dating, because she is available. And she's that's not a good idea.
Gotta watch out for that other guy or gal. I mean, the
she won't put up with an old guy.
It's Gervie's date. Welcome to Gervie's date.
Yeah,
really.
Okay. Anyway, Martha, tell us a little bit more about how you handle these situations like Carrie's and like Stephen's.
Well, first of all, we need to get into court, and we need to prove that the person doesn't have the capacity to make the decisions. We have to have a doctor who certifies that, and then we have to bring them in court and have the judge decide that they can't make decisions. They need somebody else to make the decisions. That then The judge can revoke powers of attorney.
Right.
They can now start acting, and then we can get restraining orders and do the same thing for an elder we can do for a domestic violence, and we act on their behalf because now they can't act.
And there's a lot of people who can't afford it, and this is why my bill, Martha, you're helping me. Troy Martin is helping me. We've got to get this bill passed in every state. It allows a judge to rule on just visitation, and it won't cost you the $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. So please, if you're in the same situation as I am, write me at kidsvisitationlaw.com or find me, Carrie Kasem, on Facebook.
And Martha Patterson, want to thank you again. It's marthapatterson.com or mjplawmom@gmail.com, 855-353-3777. It's always a pleasure, Martha.
Or I'm just the Elder Law Mom, because I'm
the
a mom.
The Elder Law Mom.
ElderLawMom.com.
Thanks for listening. We got to run. Watch the UCLA game, the USC game tonight. See you next week.